just west of the railroad tracks on East Emma Avenue between Mill and Spring Streets in downtown Springdale is a large covered pavilion called Shiloh Square. The depressed facility is locked and gated now due to chronic vandalism, but city workers have been restoring it back to life. Springdale City Planner Patsy Christie.
And you'll see that we've poured concrete to, we had some differential settling between the box culvert and the sides to it. We've taken the front cover off the first bay to kind of open it up. We've got some painting done. We've done a lot of cleanup.
Patsy Christie is a Springdale native and has served as Director of Planning and Community Development for Springdale since 1996.
Emma Avenue used to be a state highway coming through town. So we went through a process of trading that out and it became a city street. Once it became a city street, we have a little bit better control over it. And then we went through the process of developing Huntsville Avenue to the north of it to help move the traffic off of that. It's only been open about less than a year, or pretty close to a year by now. And I think we can see a major difference of the traffic and everything that used to be going down Emma. So it's changing its whole character now. We did receive some enhancement grants and we had to start, you know, in the center and go both directions. A lot of it was the amount of money we received. If you go to the east side of the railroad track, there's a couple of areas where we did some improvements. We had to look at areas where we had the right-of-way, where utilities weren't a major issue to have to be relocated, and so we had to be very careful because we had a very limited amount of the money. We have a streetscape for the whole thing that's several years old. There just hasn't been any more enhancement money for the last several many years. So that kind of put us on hold. So that's kind of where we are with MS3.
But after City Council approved $50,000 in seed money to open Shiloh Square, a domino effect has taken place.
Well, Shiloh Square is a pavilion that was built back when the Urban Renewal Project was done shortly after that. There was a lot of flooding in downtown Springdale. We have a giant box culvert that comes through the middle of town, and Shiloh Square was built on top of that. Years ago, it was used for farmers market and certain events. It got to be a problem with vandalism, and there were some bars and stuff put on it to kind of close it off because we were having some vandalism problems. In recent months, we've looked at developing a regional trail system, and the regional trail system is designed to come through Shiloh Square as the center of the regional trail system, which kind of helped us start talking about revitalizing Shiloh Square. In that process, we've looked at the possibility of creating an entire block around Shiloh Square, changing the direction of the traffic so that it's a one-way block around that to create a square in downtown. The council considered the possibility of purchasing some of the buildings that's adjacent to Shiloh Square at the last council meeting, and it was tabled to give us a little bit more time to determine what all we can use for those buildings for and what space it frees up and other departments can move into it.
The now empty several-story buildings along Spring Street that Christie's referring to were reportedly appraised at $445,000. The city's made an offer for $65,000 less than that. Once renovated, both municipal and law enforcement divisions would be able to expand into them. Plus, Northwest Arkansas Regional Planning Commission scored a $15 million grant in federal recovery money to construct a recreational trail through Washington and Benton counties. And Shiloh Square would benefit from some of that funding because it will serve as a trail hub.
That puts the city of Springdale in a very good position. As soon as we have the okay from Washington to move forward with that, we'll get into design and start having, you know, real development. We don't have a lot of trails built in Springdale. There's some around Lake Springdale. We've made some connections to Lake Springdale to J.B. Hunt Park. The school system in Springdale has applied for the tobacco money to build schools, trails on each of the schools. We've developed a master trail plan that connects all those to the city's trail system. Our idea is to get kids used to using trails at school. Then they just automatically move into the more expanded trail system and walk places like we used to. And so that aspect of it's working really well. And it's a great partnership. You know, our public works director and our parks director is working with the schools, and they provide some of the labor and some of the materials. And it's just a great partnership to expand our trail system to the school system as well.
Springdale's share of the trail's federal recovery grant is $9.8 million.
So we're kind of in the heart of the system, and we're the system that connects Rogers and Lowell to Fayetteville, and so you got to come through Springdale and through Shiloh Square, and that's the heart of the regional trail system.
Patsy Christie and her planning staff have been promoting the project with a prepared PowerPoint presentation, including large colorful placards. The finished square will be the jewel of downtown Springdale.
And here you can see a picture of where we take the front bay off and create kind of a pergola effect with picnic tables and stuff as an area for people to be able to come and sit. And it has an old stage in it. We took the old Apollo Theater theme that's downtown Springdale and moved that in. It'll have a screen that drops down so that we can do weekend movies, that kind of stuff in that, all kinds of activities. We're putting light cubes around each of the, these are the columns that hold up the roof. There'll be light cubes that have the ability to take that artwork off of there. If you're having a family reunion, you could have pictures of your family there. They're all LED lighting. We're looking to use our energy grant that we received to do LED lighting and wind and solar power for Shiloh Square itself so that it becomes self-sufficient and it's not a maintenance expense. There is a concession stand in there. We've used a railroad theme and it kind of looks like a depot that'll have a patio area around it with more tables. But this area where you see where all the trees are is where the farmer's market could also go. We can get about 25, 30 different vendors giving them space inside there to operate. This is the back side of it. It has an alley now. We'll be closing that alley down and making it all pedestrian friendly. There you can see another picture of that's the train depot itself. We've kind of picked the theme of the old, an old picture of the city of Springdale and Emma Avenue when it was bustling with all kinds of activity going on is kind of our theme, and that's, you know, that's going to be what Shiloh Square's theme is. We will be putting a trailhead at the northern edge of that with a water feature, a rain garden. We've already had commitments from Cargill and the Illinois River Watershed Partnership to help us do that rain garden. It'll have a water feature there. We have a lot of kids that come to Shiloh Museum on a regular basis just down the street. We're looking at creating an environmental education facility here so the kids can come down and see a rain garden and how it works. And then when we do solar and wind power for Shiloh Square, there'll be an education opportunity there to see how much energy can be saved when you use wind and solar power. So tying those two things together because they're so close to the downtown area. We've also looked at creating on the other side of Emma Avenue, north of Shiloh Square, a fountain facility. One of our dreams has always been to have the appearance of Spring Creek being back down into Springdale. I mean, we put Spring Creek in a box and it kind of got lost. So this creates the illusion of a creek, and it will have areas, seat walls to sit, places where it looks like springs. It'll end in an area down across the street from Shiloh Square, which will be like a splash pad or a cool down area for bikers and that kind of places. It'll have places to sit. The bike trail will go through it. It just creates a whole new image and a whole new gathering place for the city of Springdale and downtown on M Avenue.
Shiloh Square will host its first farmers market this coming April. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.